What is NestWatch?
NestWatch is a citizen science nest monitoring program. It doesn't necessarily require any technology, so you don't actually need to put a camera or recorder on a bird's nest, although you could. It just means if you find a nest, you're welcome to submit it to the lab's NestWatch project, and we've been collating those data over the last 50 years, keeping tabs on when the birds nest, how successful they are, where their nesting ranges are, and the habitat types that they're using for nesting. So it's very low tech, just a pencil and a paper, or you could use our mobile app if you really want to get high tech.
How do you keep track of all the information if people are sending in bits of paper?
People used to send in bits of paper, and actually those are really, really valuable for these long-term data sets. But nowadays, you don't need to actually give us the paper and pencil, but you just put it into our website. So if you type in your record of what you found and when and how many eggs and that sort of thing, that all goes into our big database on bird nests, and scientists here at the lab and elsewhere can use those data to study birds.
And how many different species in North America alone have you got monitored?
In the database, we have over 300 species of breeding birds, which is a small proportion of the actual number of breeding birds. But keeping in mind that these are the birds that people are able to find and monitor. So of course, we're not getting a lot of reports of some of the more endangered birds or the ones that nest in really inaccessible places.
And that's over 300 out of what? 1,000, 2,000?
That's a good question. Yeah, the total number of birds that nest in North America is up for debate, but yeah, there are at least 800 species.
What trends are you looking for?
In particular, we're concerned about climate change. So we're looking at the shifting through time of birds nesting and finding actually that quite a number of species are nesting earlier. And we're also looking for indicators of why certain populations might be declining that could be driving population crashes. So things like aerial insectivores, which are birds that migrate long distances and eat only flying insects, would be very vulnerable to climate change and pesticide application. So we're looking for these big trends across the breeding birds range.
I would imagine that if birds are nesting earlier, then it's a matter of temperature rather than day length.
That's a really good question. Whether it's being driven by temperature or day length is something that's really hard to test for experimentally. Mostly correlations are what we're looking for, but what we think is that it's linked to the food source. So what they're really tracking is probably not the temperature or the day length per se, but how it affects their prey. So if they eat insects, does it cause their prey to emerge earlier? If they eat fruits and seeds, is it causing that process to advance? So it's possible that day length and temperature are playing a role, but what we really think is that they're tracking that food that they then have to feed their young.
Makes more sense, doesn't it? But is this effect, the change, marked or slight?
So we've seen for some species, the advancement of the spring nesting season is happening by a few days every decade or so. So some birds have advanced up to 7 to 9 days. So it's not a huge jump of 10 days over a year or two. It's very subtle and it's gradual. So that process is what we're seeing. And for, you know, the average bird species, it could be 4 to 5 days earlier now than it would have been 50 years ago.
And what is your particular role in this exercise?
So I'm a scientist who coordinates the data, looks at the data, shares it with others, and uses it for research. But I also do a lot of education and writing about nesting birds and answering questions. We try to create web tools that help people identify birds and do things that would help birds, such as put up a nest box or not spray pesticides in their yards. So I would say it's half research and half education based.
And you maintain contact with your citizen scientist friends?
Yes, lots of contact with our participants. They have lots of questions and it's my pleasure to answer those questions. So every day, anywhere in the country, a bird could be nesting. So we never get an off season really. Some of the most challenging questions, of course, are nest and egg identification and baby bird identification. And those are always fun. But yes, we definitely do hear a lot from the participants.
Are you one of the people who can actually look at a nest and say, ah, I can spot exactly what it is straight away?
If it's in North America, yes. And that's generally there would be some clues that you would look for that would support that decision. So if it's in its correct habitat and there are time of year clues as well. That's very helpful to identifying. But nests taken out of their context are very difficult. So we must pity the museum curator who gets a nest that doesn't have any supporting information about it.
A personal question. As you watch these trends, are you emotionally affected? You know, here is yet another blight on the landscape.
The more difficult impacts to observe are the ones where something catastrophic has happened and has sort of knocked back a population of birds. So for example, I might take a call where a farmer has sprayed a field with pesticides. The next day, all of the baby birds in the area might have perished from lack of food or potentially poisoning. And so that's much more of a heartfelt reaction for me, is to hear stories like that. So I try to write and inform people about these things before they happen. But yes, conservation biology is a crisis field, and it's a difficult field to react to on a daily basis.
Robin Bailey is the project leader for Nestwatch at the Cornell Bird Lab, and more from there next week.